The hiatus feed for Of Steam, Steel, and Murder continues tonight with part 2 to Deadlands Session 5. Enjoy! All right, well, everybody's back. Yeah, it's a, we'll pick up.
What we do is we wait until they leave at night and then we run in there and grease whatever they're holding on. So it'll slip and fall down when they go back. Data. Fall down and down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a very good plan.
No, sounds like a horrible idea. All right.
We should do it then.
Yeah.
All right, so go to Kurtz's private booth then after a bit. Well, actually, you wanted to talk around before then.
Yeah, I just wanted to see who all is going to be the mayoral candidates and all the rest of that. Wander around and see how many people that we're going to have. And
well, apparently, there are only two people interested in the job of mayor, Kurtz's son and... Joker, yeah.
Okay. Well, then, Joker.
A lot of interest in people being interested in the sheriff position. Either.
Yeah, there are several people interested in the sheriff's position.
Okay. Given Kurtz has vacated his location, and Joker comes over, joins me earlier. Is there anyone who can overhear us?
It's okay. A booth. It's slightly, it's more private than anywhere else in the saloon, but, you know, if someone's straining to hear you, they could. Of course, they'd have to be fairly close. And people seem to be giving you privacy. No one else is interested in, the mayoral doings, so they're going back to their gambling. So there's no one it doesn't appear to be anyone immediately near you that's listening in.
Okay. The dogs that I was talking about, are they common around these degenerate Indians?
Who are you asking?
Joker.
He has no idea what you're talking about. You haven't actually told him what you saw, other than dogs.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to keep it vague in case someone is. Oh, well. All right. Yes. Then I will say, after this, I'm going to come by your store so we can talk a little bit more privately about those weird dogs.
Never mind those hash marks. That was my cat walking across the keyboard.
Yeah, I will tell.
Blame the cat. When we all die, it's the cat's fault.
All right, let's see. Sheck, that's his Kurtz's son name. So Sheck Kurtz does appear within the 10 minutes. He apparently was taking in a show. There's something of an opera house that's being built. It's more of an open-air stage right now, and somebody was putting on some small performance that he was taking a look at. Sheck is, well, well-dressed, but he's very soft-looking. He has his father's demeanor, but he hasn't gone to fat. He's still rather lean, young-looking, probably in his late 20s or so.
Okay. I just want to shake his hand and try to get a measure of the man.
All right. Well, he's got a firm grip enough. He doesn't know you well. He introduces himself as Sheck Kurtz. He's Mershit Kurtz's son. He helps run the export company, but he has ambitions of the political persuasion. And I feel that a growing town such as this will be a good place to learn the trade. And I think I've got many good things I can do for this town.
Okay.
He speaks well. The biggest attraction that you have offhand is that he just seems very soft. This is obviously a man who's not worked hard in his life. Okay. He may be good at more intellectual pursuits, you're guessing. But this is someone who hasn't had a lot of hardship.
Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, what I was going to go with was a poll tax.
Now, question. His father is kind of hanging around, but if you shoo him off, he's more than willing to go away.
Yes, so I do shoo him off.
Oh, well, yeah. Tip his hat to you then. And, wishes his son luck before he goes and sits down at a poker table.
All right. Gentlemen, I was thinking about doing a poll tax one day's wages for the most common of labor, so that we can allow people who wish to vote to vote, but at the same time not being prohibitive to anyone who is.
Luke will speak up to that, and he says, well, the most common job in this town is that a rail worker, and make equivalent to about $5 a day.
Okay. We can... Then that is what we will set the prices to be, and given the lateness of it, everyone who wishes to vote should be able to save that much money.
Give me a smarts roll. Just straight out smarts. Knowledge roll is what it really is. General knowledge roll. Is anyone else sitting in this, or is it just you and the two candidates?
If anyone of my party wish to, they can, but if not, then it's just me and the two candidates.
Are there only two candidates? I thought there was going to be a third one that we hadn't met yet.
Well, there's only two sitting here. Of course, you kind of did this kind of quickly, so if there's anyone else that's not in this bar, they wouldn't know.
Yep.
All right. $5 a day is actually, that's a really good wage, and you're figuring that's inflated because of Wasatch is the one paying. You don't know if other people here actually would make that as a common amount for a day's worth of labor.
Then
they are just the most prevalent worker here. Okay.
What's the lowest paid wage of someone in this area?
Well, paid wage? Guess that'd be our school marm. She makes $1 a day.
Then we'll set it at,
you got some farmers here though that, they're not paid a wage per se. They probably make less than that.
Okay. We'll set it at, three bits. That
75 cents.
Yeah. 75 cents. Everyone should be able to come up with that, hopefully.
All right. Okay, Kurtz, speaks up and says, now, who can vote? Anyone with 3 bits?
Anyone with 3 bits?
He nods. Luke looks a little sharply at that, but he doesn't say anything.
Anyone with 3 bits and that can prove residency in this area, in this, permanent residency.
Luke jumps on that. What do you mean permanent? Several townsfolk here been here less than a month or two, but I would consider them permanent. What criteria are you thinking about, Mayor?
Anyone who can either prove a deed.
Kurt speaks up and says, how about land ownership?
That's why we have the poll tax. Anyone who has stayed in this locality, for anyone who either A, has a deed, or B, who has stayed in the locality more than 2 weeks.
Luke speaks, and how's that going to be verified?
There's only so many residencies. They get a note from their, landowner. We check them and make sure that they are, in fact, staying at a boarding house of some nature, or that, honestly, the railroad workers who are going to be passing on, I really don't want them to have a say. But the people who have just, the refugees who have just come here and are going to stay, I want them to have a say, or have the capability to have a say if they want one.
All right. Neither one of them look too pleased with that, but they don't speak out against it. Kurt says, many of the rail workers stay here for, usually their contracts are 6 months to a year, and you're saying you don't want them to have a say?
I'm saying if they aren't going to be staying here permanently, then this isn't their hometown, if y'all get me.
Both of them kind of look, yeah, Luke speaks up. Not sure how well that's going to wash with Wasatch, but I understand they're being hands-off for this, so that's your ruling, Mayor.
Wasatch doesn't want to interfere with it. And
Kurt speaks up and says, this isn't Wasatch's town. That's the point. We're trying to grow beyond just the railhead. And Luke nods at that.
Yeah, but if I will speak with the workers, and if they do end up wanting to have a say, and they want to pay the 3 bits, then that's fine. But if, honestly,
tricky is
not something I thought about. This is not something I had thought about, being a problem previously. What do you gentlemen think? Do you gentlemen want them to have a say in your race?
Both, Luke and Kurt, discuss for a bit, and they both come up with, landowners and anyone that could prove residency for, and they bicker back and forth and they come up with 6 months.
6 months is going to de-enfranchise those people.
Nope,
who
they're just, landowners, remember?
Oh, yeah, they are landowners. Okay, yeah, then that's fine. 6 months, if that's what y'all want.
So that will get your workers that have been here on contract for a while. Mm-hmm. And it will negate any of the workers that got here very recently or have less than a 6 month stay.
And y'all are fine with the 3 bits requirement?
They confer a bit, say. Maybe steep for some, but if they're wanting to vote, then seems fair enough. And what's these fees to be used for, Mayor?
These fees are to be used for the expansion of the town. Setting down what I would prefer to have it is for setting down roads, any, you know, future sewer lines, things where we can make the place a bit more civilized, and anything extra be used for the sheriff or the mayoral.
So it goes to the town then.
Yep. Luke,
Kurtz nods at that and says, what are your rules for running a campaign? This is Kurtz.
No buying of votes. Buying of votes, absolutely illegal. You can.
Define buying a vote, Luke.
Define buying a vote.
If I want to buy a round of liquor for my my friends, and I decide to hold a vote for Luke at that at the time I'm buying them a shot.
That is not buying a vote. Buying a vote is giving a gentleman cash or telling him that you will pay him in kind. However, advertising and saying vote for Luke and buying people a round of shots or two ain't. That's fine.
That's standard politicking.
Yeah, that's standard politicking. That's fine.
All right. But, and we need to set a date for when the polls will open and when the polls close. This is Luke.
We will do it after church service on Sunday, and it will close at close the sundown on Sunday. So everybody has a day off and they can vote if and when they want.
So we got a week to put together our campaigns in, or you mean Sunday after?
Sunday after. Y'all have 2 weeks. The person who will be counting the votes and taking the tallies will be determined later. The sheriff will ensure no one is tampering with the ballot boxes. And I have yet to meet the pastor. Who is the pastor, and is he a trustworthy individual?
Well, this is new information you're getting here. Luke will say, well, we don't particularly have one pastor. We got ourselves a church, and we invite whatever pastor happens to be passing through to sermonize us on Sundays. We don't have a town pastor as of yet, but there's usually enough of those coming through that we're not want for any sermonizing.
Who is a respected community member who is highly valued for trust?
Well,
come on, Kurt's got to say it's father.
They both bandy words around a bit, and of course, yes, the son brings up his father, which is immediately struck down by Luke. They eventually settle on Hattie as being a good. Okay. That she's more interested in the town doing well and doesn't really hold with any particular side.
Then Hattie will be the individual who collects the votes and does the counting.
So while you're thinking that over, going back to the rest of the room, what are you doing when you came in, young? Seems that there's a lot of gambling going on. Sarah's having a conversation with the doctor that you've at least met in passing before. Luke seems to be, Luke, you got gambling?
No.
All right.
That's why I went for a low stakes table, so I don't lose too much.
All right. Well, it's luck. So, just give me a D6 roll.
-1 for fatigue or?
No, it's all right. I'm just looking for even odd. That's all. Even. All right. Yeah. You're not losing that much. You're slightly ahead. As I said, the bets are mostly in silver bits and such. So you've got a few dollars amassed in front of it. Conversation is, going on apace. What you were able to pull out is the likely candidates for people that are interested in the office of sheriff. Harvey McMurtry, Jebediah Sneed, and, Jasper Jones. And Jasper is, general manager of, this place, actually. The only thing anyone has to say about them is, Jasper is, it's been some hearsay in town. He's never confirmed it or not, but, people think that he used to be a ranger.
Yeah.
retired. He's been running this bar for Red for a while now.
Jebediah
Sneed is a rail hand. He's actually a foreman working for Wasatch, and he is retiring within the next month or so, and is looking to settle down in town, and would be interested in having an office to go with that.
Is he in the room?
He's not.
Okay.
And as far as McMurtry, people don't know a lot about him. He's a scrapper. He's been detained many times for drunk and disorderly, but he has some ambition, so he may throw his hat in the ring as well.
Okay. And is he in the room?
He is not.
Okay. Okay. Of course, I have no idea if they're at the Fallen Angel or not.
Of the bunch, McMurtry is the one more likely to be partaking of the Fallen Angel's goods. What are you doing?
I don't particularly want to split the party, but there's nothing particularly going on in here that he wants to do.
No, not really.
Come in, get a drink, and then thought you might try and go and find the fans.
Oh, okay.
Is it fans?
The fans. Fans. Yeah, sure. You can cut out and go and look for them. Actually, you know exactly where their home is.
Yeah, I know where
to visit.
Yep.
Right. And Sarah, the doctor, is just swapping stories with you. He was a battlefield medic as well. He didn't see a lot of action, but he has been studying a lot on the newest surgical experimentations that have been carried out, a lot of it from battlefield triage and stuff. So he seems to be, he likes to stay on the cutting edge of medicine. It's kind of swapping back and forth techniques with you.
Okay, just having an enjoyable conversation then.
Enjoyable conversation. And then I cut his heart like this and blood spilled all over the place.
he seems to be a person of some wealth. You get the idea that, he had a fairly affluent family, that he went against their wishes when he, joined the military. And, as he puts it, he found that they were probably right, that he wasn't really cut out for to be a soldier, but he learned to trade as a medic, and he's pursued that since.
And what side did he fight on?
Well, if you ask him directly, he'll tell you, but he doesn't like to come out and say it. He fought for the North. And he said, well, that was more more of a circumstance of where I was born than any kind of political leaning. You understand?
Yeah, well, I totally understand. You go where you follow your friends, you follow your family, you follow your hometown. Yeah, I totally understand that. You're not planning on running for any of those offices, are you?
Oh, no. My family was deep into politics, and I've had a stomach full of it. I just was hoping to find a nice piece of land out here, and don't really want to get back into the doctoring business, but the town sure needs something in that way. Are you planning on staying around?
I don't know yet. I really don't know. I mean, I might stay. It just depends. I have to see how things work out here.
Well, just to get it out front, if that is your interest, I will gladly leave the position of town doctor to you. I'd rather increase my studies, really. I'm looking for to build a nice house and just continue my education. So I've got several papers that I would like to write now that I have the time.
Well, I'm not sure that I'm staying here yet, so don't pack your bags yet, sir.
Oh, no, I plan on staying, especially if things work out with a more stable town and some of this settles down. It kind of makes the sign around the room of all the debauchery that's going around, even though this one is less debauched than the Fallen Angel.
Things will probably settle down after the election.
Well, I would hope. It's trying to figure out what Wasatch's angle is. It doesn't seem that I don't understand why he would give this place such a free rein. I understand they're being very hands-off, and I just don't understand why. It seems like they'd want to keep control of the town, well, such that it is.
Well, I think Wasatch would rather keep the town friendly without having to control it directly.
I suppose. It's just forgive me that I've been around politics enough that I try to see an angle in everything. They never do it for the public good. Yeah, there's always something they're looking for.
Oh, yes, but you get much more work out of people that want to work there rather than people that are forced to work there. It's far more cost-effective for him to just keep the town sweet than to keep the town under a tight fist.
Well, I understand he's come to some agreement with Reverend Grime. Perhaps what you say is true, and if we've got a good support of town, he can ramp up the railway through here, get more goods running through. This may end up being a boom town of sorts soon.
Yeah. Yes, it could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. No one will know yet. But what kind of agreement do you think he's worked out with Reverend Grimes?
Well, probably some rite of passage agreement. It might have hammered out some exclusive contract for hauling Ghost Rock. It's entirely possible. It's not been any official declaration yet. It's just only been a few days, I understand. The Wasatch boys are closed mouth about it.
Yeah, I thought Reverend Grimes didn't want any railway.
Well, that's was the popular opinion, but apparently some agreement's been come to.
Hmm. That's odd. I haven't heard anything about that.
So this continues on for a bit, just subtle pleasantries. Let's see. Give me a give me a smarts roll.
Okay.
Okay. He is being awfully polite and courteous to you. Seems to be trying to pry a lot about kind of person you are and what your background is like out of you. Makes several stabs at trying to get an idea of what your family is like.
Oh, well, not very close with my family.
Do you give up what side you fought on?
Yes, tit for tat. Yes, I tell my yes, but that's the same reason why I kind of ended up on the southern side. It was my hometown, and that's where everyone went. And but I got into a little bit of hot water because I took my oath very seriously, and a wounded person is a wounded person and gets treated.
I agree.
Some of the brass just didn't like that.
That's why I never rose in the ranks, I guess, is treated everyone the same, no matter what color uniform they were wearing. It's getting a bit late for my constitution, but I would very much like to ask that you accompany me to we're having, I don't know if you know this or not, but we're getting an opera house built out here. You know, we're trying to bring more entertainment into this town that doesn't revolve around gambling or the women. And it's not much yet, but there's going to be a performance on tomorrow night. I hear it's going to be quite the production. And I was wondering if you might accompany me.
That would be wonderful. Around what time?
Oh, I believe around 8 o'clock is when they're going to raise the curtain. So shall I pick you up at, 7:30? 7 o'clock if you'd like to have a meal beforehand?
Yes, that'd be maybe 7 o'clock would be fine.
Well, he'll,
I'm staying at the, Cliffside.
Well, he will excuse himself for the evening then.
Okay. Good night.
And, Luke, really, there's not any more conversation coming out of your table other than people, thinking about, you know, who would make a good sheriff.
Oh, there been any tales of Zane Benjamin bended around?
Actually, yeah, a lot of them are saying, well, he's only been here for a day and a half or so, and the streets are already quiet.
Yeah.
There's some conjecture whether or not he's going to hang around, and somebody at the table brings up the fact that, well, as I understand it, part of the contract the temporary mayor and sheriff took is that they can't actually run for office, but who knows? Maybe he'll shoot the new sheriff.
Oh, I'll help out with telling some of my own tales of Zane. they may or may not be real.
Once heard, he cut off a man's head and crafted down his neck. Just spitting tobacco in the street.
Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah.
Give me a persuasion roll. Well, let's see if you can add to...
Okay, does the outsider come into it?
Yeah, it will.
Okay, so that's a minus... Oh, I'm not going to be able to make anything unless I've got tons and tons of... Not a chance.
They take it as tall tales instead of as gospel truth.
Pretty much. I don't have persuasion, so I don't have a chance.
All right, and we'll go back to the table as the election coverage continues. If you found anything else you want to stipulate.
Is there anyone else we should be including in this conversation?
No, of course not.
Well, both of these men, you know, acknowledge that they have long, been interested in the position of mayor of this town. Neither of them know anyone offhand that might be interested, but they can't speak for town, of course.
Okay. And do I get a feel for, like, various plans each individual has and what community?
Neither one of them have said anything about what plans they would have as mayor.
Okay.
And that for the election trail.
Do I get any feel for either the individuals? Like,
seems like they know each other well, and while they're not very, you know, overtly friendly, they're not antagonistic. They seem to know how each other thinks fairly well. The young man may not have a lot of experience, but he seems to have a lot of common sense.
But no grit. Okay. All right. Then, yeah, we'll have the counting done at the church, the voting done at the church, and, rules seem to be set in place, gentlemen.
And so they both verify. So we're saying land ownership or 6 months in residency.
Mm-hmm.
3 bits, poll tax to be used, collected and used for the town's good.
Mm-hmm.
And no buying of votes.
Absolutely. No buying of votes.
Well, the two of them will shake on it, and they'll shake with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they do say that you might want to make a more general notice. Unfortunately, the town newspaper isn't running yet, so I guess the best way to do it is maybe during Sunday services you might want to have it repeated. I'm sure a word will work its way around, of course, but
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I will repeat it out to any of these sheriff candidates who show up tomorrow. And, yeah.
The young Kurtz, and before you close this all down, says now. So I understand it then. We've agreed on everything here, and Hattie is going to be in charge of counting the votes, and our temporary sheriff will be in control of making sure those votes are fair.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, from this point on, Mayor, and I only say this because I understand you're about to set forth on some expedition, to head off some possible problems to our town. God forbid you don't come back. We want to make sure that this is all in line and it's all legal-like.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. All right. Yeah, I will write down basically the agreement and append my name to it. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, they'll actually write their name down as witnesses to it.
All right. There we go. And I will give this to Hattie before I head out. That way it is notified.
And I'm going to cut over to Young. You find the Fonz residence. They've closed up their shop for the evening, but as you knock on the door, they're more than happy to see you. They're a very old couple. And what dialect do you speak? Are you Mandarin? Are you one of the provinces?
I haven't really thought about it.
Roll a d6. Just roll a d6.
Three.
Okay. Not from the same province you are, but so the dialects are a little dicey there, but you are able to understand one another well enough.
Good.
And they'll invite you in for, they're about ready to sit down to a meal. They ask if you've had rice today.
No, I haven't had rice. It has been a long time since I have had a traditionally cooked meal.
Ah, yes. Well, you sit down to a very nice meal. It's what the meal has a lot of is rice. Apparently, they found a way to grow a small amount of rice paddy here, which is that requires a decent amount of water.
Yes,
you know that. But there's a scant else. There's some very lean bits of fish and some very sparse vegetables. As you've noted in this town, food seems to be a high commodity.
Yes.
It's good. It's filling.
It is interesting. Well, I will make...
Yeah, there's a small chat about what province you came from, when you came over, were you born here, were you born there. They get all that out of the way. Family lines, making sure that they don't have vendettas on either side.
I will, of course, when they ask about the family lines, I will, of course, tell them about how I believe there is a dragon in my family lineage somewhere. So that's one of my delusions that I have here. So, yes, I will be telling them. Oh, I looked into my family line.
Well, yeah, well, they, you know, they take it in stride and assume that you're one of the special people that are chosen for great destinies and that sort of. About them, you find out that they came out this way hoping to, you know, establish an eatery. They're both skilled cooks. And found that there just wasn't enough food to do that with, and it cost so much. So instead, they found a niche here in doing laundry. So that's what they do for a living here. They've got a modest house. It's well built. They built it themselves. They purchased the plot of land that it's on. They find that the townsfolk, while they don't take to them as readily, they do have friends here. They don't speak English too well. Enough to get by, and that's probably why they don't have more friends.
You are friends with Thomas Jefferson Stein?
Oh, yes. So the woman actually is quite animated about that. Apparently they send telegrams to their son in Shanfan quite often, so they've gotten to know Jefferson. He
translates for you.
Yes, yes.
Wait, why would...
Well, he doesn't translate so much as, you know, he sends the telegrams off. But as far as when you get into the translating, actually, they tell you about, I'm getting that reversed. You know, it's the telegrapher that she is familiar
animated
with.
Animated, yes. Yeah. Luke Watson. I was talking about Thomas Jefferson Stein, who could
speak. Oh, no, he's often, invited over for dinner. He speaks actually many dialects, including the one from their home province.
Hmm. Do you know where he came from?
They don't, what, other than that he spent many years, well over a decade, in China. Huh. He is very well traveled, and apparently he caught an illness there, and it's been lingering for a while now.
The coughing.
Yes.
Where he coughs up. Yes, I will. I had a doctor friend of mine look at it. Appears to be an incurable disease.
Yes, they're actually quite surprised. Because he's had it for a number of years now. They're also familiar with the disease, and usually the person does not last this long. But he seems to be made of stern stuff.
We'll have to ask if he is using traditional healing methods, or whether there is something else which he has learned.
The souls of young children.
Possibly.
That's low pan down the street, actually. Someone entirely different.
Well, I will tell them that I am going back to Shanfan in a few short weeks. If you wish me to deliver a message or something to your son.
Oh, actually, they ask if you can deliver a package to their son, which they don't have it together yet. But
if
a little warning before you leave, they will put together a package.
We're losing shortly after the elections are held here. You ever heard about the elections?
No. They understand that the city is growing. They're very happy with that, as it brings more more people to them that are in need of clean clothes. And they still have dreams of opening up an eatery.
Does everybody get their clothes cleaned here?
Those that don't do it themselves, yes.
Do you clean the rail workers especially? For the Kurtz at all?
Yes, we do. Hmm. He is very fastidious. He wants it prepared certain ways.
Probably nothing there now. I will make small talk for the rest of the evening then.
Do you have a particular question or anything you want to ask them? Otherwise, yeah.
Not right now, no. But filing away information for later use. People come in and use their... Do they also do stitching and sewing here?
They do, yeah. They do repairs
as well. Okay. Useful person to ask if there is somebody shot or gun holes to be stitched up then or something. Yeah, okay.
Special 2-for-1 on knife holes.
Awesome. Oh, so yes, I am small talk for the rest of the evening. I will tell them about what my life in Shanfan or the city of Shanfan where their son is at present.
They will relate to you that they feel that their son may have gotten in with a bad group. They mention, the Warlord King, and that he might have gotten mixed up with that group. Yeah, he's a good boy, but it's a bad town. Yada yada.
It's easy to fall off hell in Shanfan. I will see if I can look him up while I am there. I'll deliver the package and see if I can set him straight. My own parents live there. Perhaps they could take on an apprentice or something.
They actually have a loft in their house that they offer if you would wish to stay with them around others of your kind and in more familiar settings. They offer you the use of the loft for your stay.
I think about the cramped, small loft that they are offering me, and then the big, wide-open thing, many windows,
yes,
that I am currently sleeping in, and politely decline. The town has already provided for me. Thank you.
Right. So you while away a few hours with this charming little couple, trying to eke out their fortunes. All right, so back at the Red Saloon, it looks like a few of you guys have got together to let each other in on the information you found.
Yep, basically.
All right, fair enough. Is there anything else you wanted to accomplish tonight, then? Otherwise, the town doesn't stay up, at least Red's doesn't stay open until dawn. A lot of people at the Fallen Angel will be stumbling around at 2, 3 in the morning and then, back to work at 6.
Wow. That is a poor decision.
Work hard, play hard, die early.
Yeah.
The main thing I'll point out was the other two sheer possibilities. Are they aware of the big posse tomorrow? I asked Gideon, because I was not around that.
Can you describe them for me? I can see if I remember them in the crowd.
Give the basic details I know.
Yeah, he didn't really get descriptions, just names, so no. Really have no idea.
No, I mean, hopefully.
But the fact that the rumors were that these people might be interested in being sheriff kind of, might give you some suspicion that they've heard.
Yeah, perhaps. Unfortunately, Miss Beauchamp, I do not drink.
Yes, but I do want to talk to you.
Okay.
Were you aware of Mr. Washa coming up with some sort of arrangement with Reverend Grimes?
It does not surprise me. But no, I was not aware.
I was not aware either, and I have no information about it, although that seems to be a rumor going around. Is there any special preparation that I should take for tomorrow morning?
I advise that we get some lanterns, some cotton, a good bit of cotton for earplugs.
Do we want more explosives?
Rope long enough. I would hold off on explosives simply because of how poor it. I don't know. The caves seem perhaps unsturdy, given that the recent geological formation that just was caused there. It causes me grave hesitation. Other things that I want to do is get enough. I mean, we should draw out the, I'm thinking about drawing out the beaver things and then splashing the light in there. The problem with that is that apparently the light is a little slow acting. So therefore therefore they might have enough opportunity to flee.
If you're going by the rock that you cast your spell on, remember that your light is not sunlight.
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
Yep.
So, can I give a rather vague explosives roll to know how well the explosives would work in that cave?
Oh yeah, you have demolitions. It's a knowledge skill, right?
Yep.
Yeah, give me a smarts roll then, +2 for your demolitions.
It's not okay.
Do you have it as a knowledge skill? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I've got explosives. Not a knowledge explosive as an explicit skill.
Yep, okay, yeah, it's smarts +2.
Okay, I thought you would have rolled that as an explicit skill, not just a knowledge roll.
Ah. Well, that's true. You do have it as a skill, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah,
you would do it that way. I was thinking the general knowledge category. If you've got background that you've stated, it gives you a +2. But you're right. If you have it as a full skill, you roll it that way.
Okay. I'll do worse.
No, you won't.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, yeah.
I did worse.
Yeah. Well, your first one's a 4 anyway, so.
Well, the second one is also a 4, but he's fatigued. Yep. So.
So, well, the first one's a 4+1.
Mm-hmm. Because you were giving that was the general smart.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You know, I'll still give it to you is that, the formation is definitely, there's obviously a fault line of some sort running through there. But given the size of the cavern, it'd probably take a fair amount of dynamite to do a lot of damage just because of the sheer size of things. A lot of those, stalagmites that have been, you know, the spiral columns that have been going from floor to ceiling. Those things look pretty fragile. Likely your dynamite could easily cause a lot of damage to those, but you don't know how much damage it would actually do to the whole mountainside. You're thinking unless you have a lot of explosives, probably not going to do a lot. But that's just from a general, you know, from the brief minutes you had in there.
Yeah.
And, it's
been a long time just buying.
Oh, and Gideon, do you think that maybe we should, try to get a few whistles?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Has Joker gone away, or is he still around?
He's still around.
Okay. I will pull Joker.
The younger Kurtz has left. He's not much of a drinker.
Okay, good for him. Bad for Joker. Oh, well. Joker, I will try to pull him so that we can get into an area that has some privacy. Mm-hmm. So, and then I will explain to him the beaver creatures and the other ones. Hmm.
Well, as far as giant beavers go, actually he does recollect some Native American mythologies about giant beavers being the architects of a lot of the canyons and the rock structures in the area. He's never seen one, but there are legends about them. Supposedly peaceful creatures that defend their dens. Other than that, they don't seem to be, they're not carnivorous for one thing.
What about the guys who were hanging from the roof, from the ceiling?
As far as that goes, he says, those could be your ghouls that you're looking for.
Could be.
Likely are, given the description.
Mm-hmm. And the beet, that's odd that they would have a symbiotic relationship with the beaver.
Well, not so. If the ghouls leave the beavers alone, it looks like they're using the beavers for maybe a natural defense.
Yeah, I would hate to kill beavers just because they're... That'd be a shame. Oh, well. Interesting. What do beavers eat?
Different things. Your more natural-sized beaver subsists on vegetation.
Hmm.
They're omnivores. They can eat meat, but don't generally go for that sort of thing.
Perhaps if we can... Perhaps we could put them to sleep by...
Well, given the size you're talking about there, son, that'd be some pretty potent sleeping drugs.
Yeah, we don't have a doctor in the area to go to for that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm not so much up on my natural history and all, but if I do remember right, beavers have a natural fear of smoke and fire.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much the fire, but maybe smoke. Maybe you can smoke them out of there.
That makes good sense. We could, we could create a fire and create a channel that smokes them down to the, we'll see.
Smoke doesn't tend to go down.
Yeah, but we can channel it. You build, build some,
right, we need like five engineers and a...
No, I mean, you just build some curtains and whatnot and you can channel the smoke down.
Well, that and you have access to spells that can blow wind around, so...
Yeah.
That's just crazy talk.
I try not to do that. Alright,
is there anything else you want to accomplish tonight?
Probably should be.
Yeah.
Bit of provisioning for tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, talk to... See, what do the people use for to get rid of the sun, sunscreen, sunburns, whatnot?
Hats and aloe plant.
Right. We'll stock up on that and then, I assume everything's closed. All right.
If you're asking for general Luke? Travel, people don't travel during the heat of the day either, for the most part.
Yeah, well, we got to because we need to ambush these things. So, kind of sucks, but.
Is Luke's people be ready tomorrow? Luke, will your people be ready tomorrow?
What, the sheriff candidates?
No, your people who are going to go with us.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Confusing me when you're saying Luke, L-U-C, and Luke. Mm-hmm. Let's just call him, Joker. Yeah.
Well, it's not my fault you named the character the same thing as a player name.
He says, I've only got one man, actually, that I could round up that, is willing to go with you, but he's a good one. His name's Terry O'Gillicuddy. He's a heck of a marksman. He's seen some things, so. You do wind up in a tight spot. He's one generally won't run on you.
Good, because there ain't going to be much place for these folks to run. So if they start running, they're going to die. All right. Now, quick question. The school marm. What's her name again? Patience.
The actual battle might be a good thing to have Pete around for, but the planning and deciding what you want to do up to that point. We can get you there. We can have Pete's character, you know, join your posse so that when we start up next, you'll all be there. That makes the most sense.
Hopefully.
Yep. Seeing as we've got less than an hour left.
Yep.
All right.
Slow moving. It's all right. I'm sorry, the school marm?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take care of it all.
Well, no, there's an opera. I'm going to take the school marm. See if she wants to go.
All right, that's Miss Rhonda Flannery.
Rhonda Flannery. All right, yeah, I'll track her down, see if she wants to go to the show.
Well, considering the lateness of the hour, Miss Flannery will have already turned in.
Ah, regretful. Okay, she has, then. I will not bother her.
Yeah. You had your chance. You didn't stay up late. Here you go. Your fault.
I was just seeing if she wanted to go. She don't want to go. So, all right. Then I will turn in.
You can always, you know, be a stalker, find out where she lives, pound on her door at, you know, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and say, hey.
Then I'm the mayor.
Pointed at everything. Then I will end the night with some prayers and go to bed.
All right. Does anyone have anything else they're trying to resolve tonight before the morning?
No, I'm going to bed.
Everybody's to bed? All right.
Well,
go ahead.
Luke was going to sample some of the other wares of Ritz before he turned in.
Yes, there you go.
Since he made some money.
Yes. Make me a stamina roll.
Vigor.
Vigor roll. Yeah, sorry.
Minus one. Oh, he's trying to also tie himself out a bit. So. Oh, that'll do it.
Wow. All right. You still have a horrible night's sleep even after your activity, so you're still fatigued come morning.
Okay. I'm spending a white chip because I'm trying not to be fatigued today.
All right.
That's out. Needs to. Damn it. That would have been a brilliant roll. Nice to drop the dice. Yeah.
So a 4? That'll get rid of it. Yeah, that'll get rid of it. You actually, perhaps due to your exertions, you're actually able to sleep well.
Yeah.
And you have shaken the...
Actually, should have had the minus one on that roll for fatigued?
No. So you actually end up getting a 5.
Oh, whatever.
The first one whatever. Would have failed anyway.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly.
Well, so you actually sleep like a baby tonight, and you wake up without the level of fatigue. Everyone else is already shaken fatigued, right?
No, we weren't fatigued.
You weren't fatigued.
Don't you have to make a roll every night?
Nope. Once you succeed in not being fatigued, you're done.
Then it's just me then. Yeah.
It was just you. Yeah. You've been having these horrific dreams, and apparently you either just gotten used to the horror or they've stopped. Probably just gotten used to the horror, really. There's only so many times a man can be eviscerated and it'd still be horrific.
Yeah.
So, bright and early in the morning, where did you ask everyone to meet?
I asked them to meet an hour after sunrise at the Cliffside Inn, because I wanted to see if we could get the mirrors.
Mirrors are
difficult. Yes, I know. The pieces of metal that will act as mirrors.
Right. Once again, blacksmith has got some...
I'm looking for something big.
Well, big's also going to be heavy, is the thing. Yeah. How big are you looking for?
I'm looking for something, three pieces that would be enough for a donkey to carry.
Oh, and a donkey.
Also need a donkey.
Right. Well, blacksmith can, I didn't write it down. Anybody remember what the blacksmith's name was again?
Luther.
Okay. Well, Luther's got some stock, that he can put a shine to if you want three pieces. He's got some stock that usually gets, wrapped up into, conduit for like, chimneys and such. And, he can shine, if you give him an hour, he can shine it up pretty well for you. That'll act as a good reflective surface.
Yeah, that's fun.
They're a bit heavy. He can give you three pieces of it. So, you know, all put together, you can get something that's like 6x6.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, gonna be big enough. And that's gonna load down a donkey pretty well, but not overload it.
Okay. Then the other PC's members will be dispatched to get cotton, lanterns.
A lot of water.
And a donkey. Yep. A lot of water. And
it's
going to
cost you $5 for the,
okay,
the metal and his time.
I pay. I tip him an extra dollar.
All right.
Well, completely independent of everybody else, I was going to suggest that we might want to try smoking out the things which are on the top of the roof, the ghoul things, because
no.
Smoke rises, and anything that we can do which will impair them will help us.
Apparently it doesn't. According to Gideon, it goes downwards.
You can make it go downwards. It does. It's not something that permeates all substances.
In his crazy religion, smoke goes down.
I do not know how this is not familiar to you. Chimneys channel smoke.
Upwards. They channel it upwards.
Yes.
Not downwards.
If you seal a chimney, you can channel smoke other directions. This is not difficult.
Are you planning on building a chimney down to the bottom of the hole?
I would like to see if we could build basically a canvas kind of enclosure, so yeah, that...
How far down did that stone fall before it hit the water?
A long way.
A it long was, way.
Ten, count to 10 before you heard of a splash.
Yeah.
And you are planning on covering the whole of the crevice?
No, just basically build a canvas chimney down there.
Well, while you think about that, let me tell you who shows up. All right, so you know what your dispositions of troops are here. Well, first of all, the Mexican that you found on the roof, Santiago de la Jara Juarez. He shows up. He's got a horse and a donkey. The donkey is carrying some extra goods and water. You have Harvey McMurtry. He is the
scrapper.
Yeah, he's the scrapper, the scrappy guy that gets into fights a lot. He's on the shorter side. He's like, you know, 5'4", 5'3" or so. Whereas he's got a shotgun and a couple of pistols on his legs. He's got on his horse. He's got a rifle. Looks like he's got several knives. He also smells like he's drunk, although he doesn't act drunk. Terry O'Gillicuddy, which is Luke Watson's friend. He looks like he's a mixed heritage. You can't quite put your finger on it, but he's not full Caucasian. His skin's a little darker. Definitely looks like he's mixed something. He's got a rifle, handgun, got his own horse.
I will
also a youngish guy. He's maybe in his early 20s.
I assume some of it's Irish.
Mm-hmm.
The day.
Jebediah Sneed, who's the ex-rail hand, really barrel-chested guy. You know, he's almost as wide as he is tall, which isn't very. There's a lot of short people around. And Jasper Jones, who is the general manager of Reds, and he is kitted out. His, you know, he's got a fine-looking horse. He's got a black duster. He's got that very menacing-looking gun on his hip. Dressed well. He's got a other than just having the large duster, you know, he's got the suit coat and white shirt beneath it. Dressed very well. He looks very professional and law-like. there's just something about him though that he's very not unfriendly, but he's sort of unapproachable. He's difficult to speak to.
All right, I'm gonna pull him off to the side.
All right,
because
he begins to roll a cigarette.
Yeah.
He does not light it though.
All right. Heard word that you might be a former ranger.
I heard that too.
Is that happen to be true?
Might be.
Ever
I'd like to talk about.
All right. Ever encounter
subtle. Subtle.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going for subtle. Ever encounter anything odd?
I've seen many odd things in my time. Killed most of them.
How odd.
I take it these aren't a bunch of diseased Indians you're gathering us up for.
Yeah, well, they are diseased Indians. Unfortunately, the disease also happened might have already put them 6 feet under, but they still walking around.
dealt with those before.
All right, so, and these things, they call them ghouls. So you, we are, damn it! I just remembered something I wanted to do. I read to Luke! No. anyways, yeah, so.
So why are you stirring up this hornet's nest? Are they really a problem to this town?
And they done drove out all the Indians. And
those are Indians.
Yeah, those are Indians. But after they're done with them, they still got to eat. They're going to come after the weaker of our folks next. I'd rather head that one off at the pass.
I reckon that's true. Well, Mayor, I'm willing to come along.
All right. Well,
fair warning, though, before you turn around. Mm-hmm. Watch out for some of these men you got here. I can name a few of them that's like to stab you in the back as help you out.
Do elaborate on that particular point.
Mr. McMurtry there has been thrown out of Reds more often than he spent money there. I know he's spent some time behind jail cell in more than one different town. And that Mr. Sneed there, it's just hearsay, but he's a foreman over at the Wasatch Line. A lot of his people that work under him, people that tend to disagree with him, tend to have accidents.
Well, Miss Jones, I expect you should be pulling trail.
Yep.
Ran lead.
I might make a suggestion, Mayor.
Feel free.
You might want to bring a few more mules and some extra water along.
That was part of the plan. We're also bringing some light, so we might be able to see a little bit better. You ever encountered beavers of unusual size?
Oh, there's this one time in a brothel.
I blush at that.
See, I didn't go there. I couldn't, but I should have.
It's good to see that you can still blush there, Mayor. It's a good sign of character.
I'm afraid I ain't as familiar with the woman folk as you are, Miss Jasper. But on a more serious note, yeah, there's some 6-foot-long beavers over there. I prefer not to kill them.
8 to 10 foot long, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you tell them 6, that's fine.
No, I'll tell them 10 foot long. I did not mean to lie. But 10-foot-long beavers, honestly, I prefer not to kill them if I could. They're just God's creatures just like the rest of us, just trying to get along.
Well, if it came down to it, that's a lot of fur. I'd give 25 a pelt for a normal-sized one. 8 to 10 foot long one?
Well, these beavers are going to die. I feel like a horrible, horrible person now. Excellent.
medium range on a rifle. Yeah, I'm just thinking we just get the beavers to come out and shoot them from outside. That's a misfit, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't want to kill the beavers. The beavers are just trying to get along. Too late.
They're dead.
Well, no, are we overhearing your conversation?
Yeah, y'all can.
Well,
we just don't.
No. And the animals are not just trying to get along. The Indians warned us that the animals in the desert have been taking people in the night as well. That was unusual and odd behavior, so...
Right, but they're just corrupted. I mean, if we could save them, I prefer to.
But...
Nope, they did.
You're not even trying to save the ghouls.
No, because they're no longer people. They're murderous, horrible, bat-like things.
And these animals are killing people as well.
Yeah, but there's a difference between person and animal. I prefer to save an animal. But if a person is on their own, you can't save them. They made their choice.
That's why you're the mayor and not the sheriff.
I mean,
let's go.
No way to save
them. Right, what else do we need for this party?
Damn it. I want to save the beavers, but I can't fucking think of them. Once I put the thought of 10-foot-tall beavers, they're all going to die.
Yep.
I do have another question.
Even before then. Even before then.
Are beavers known for being good at climbing? I cannot remember any stories of beavers.
Yes, they climb trees.
Oh, yeah.
Beavers are great at climbing. They got claws. All right, well then, we'll get a couple mules, some more aloe vera, some all the rest of that stuff, and head on out.
All right. Well, Kurt Sr., magnanimously and, quite publicly, donates these goods to, to the civil service of this town.
Good for him. Hail. While this is going down, can I run over to see Luke real quick?
Telegrapher's office, office is open. You can leave town that way if you want.
Yeah, I just wanna, hey, Joker, anybody in the office right now?
No.
Okay. Joker, you know anyone who got the site?
In this town? No.
Damn. Regretful. Alright. Cause, kinda suspicious that Grimes, his old city, was a sigil. Been meaning to take care of it. Oh well. Alright.
Well, I'm sure it was laid out with some kind of religious significance, if that's what you're saying.
No,
I understand that your place is laid out like that.
Yeah, but their big old circles like that can be for other means than merely religious. You might run across individuals who can do things like that.
I heard tell of a few. Bumped into one or two in my time, but no one that I've got close contact with.
All right. Well, regretful.
I can send a message down to, maybe Shanfan. See if I can round somebody up, if that's what you want. It'll take him a while to get here, though.
Well, I'm heading up to Shanfan anyways. We'll just take some notes and send them on up, see if they might know something. All right. I'll head on out.
All right. So, from what I'm hearing, then nobody picked up extra dynamite, but you've got what'll assemble into a 6x6 shiny surface. Got some cotton for your ears, extra water,
lanterns.
Yeah, couple of signal windows,
non ghost rock lanterns. Okay. Kind of don't scream when you burn it.
It's oil lanterns.
Yeah.
Well,
did you want to take stuff to burn for the fire or not?
Well, thinking about it, the scrub brush that's all along the bottom of the mountain would be perfect for that.
Yeah, and there's no saving these beavers. These beavers are gonna die. I mean, I can't control the greed of men, and we leave these beavers. You know what's going to happen? These guys are gonna come right back and shoot the freaking beavers.
Oh hell yeah! Oh hell yeah!
I mean.
There's good eating on one of them.
Yeah. There's no controlling the greed of man. Oh, well. I wish that was not so. All right. I spread aloe vera all over ourselves. Or the,
so that we can. You don't want to know what it is.
Yeah, I don't. I have no interest in your disease mod. You should see a psychiatrist.
You're the one spreading the stuff over everyone.
Yes! I don't mean it in the... You're depraved! Depraved!
How early are you leaving?
Hour after sunrise.
Okay, so about 7?
Yeah. Okay. Trying to get there before... We're trying to move as quick as we can while the sun ain't high, and then scale on back as the sun gets higher and higher.
Well, if you make as good a time as you did last time, of course you'll be a little slower with the mules. A couple of hours.
Sorry, there is one other thing I would like to pick up while we're there. I would like to pick up a bow and arrow as well, if we have anything like that.
Good question. Kurtz's store is about the only place that might carry something like that, and he's got something he's selling it as a curio. He got it from some Indians. He's got something. He doesn't know, if it's good or not. He had no idea how to use the contraption, but he's got one.
What skill does it come with?
It's shooting. I'll take a quick look at it, and then depending on the price.
It seems to be a good repair. It's still the sinew. The string is still, it's still good. Doesn't seem to be rotted. Quiver of 20 arrows. They got stone tips. These bows are not like, English longbow size. These are like short bows. They're smaller. They used to be fire off horseback.
Could you shoot an arrow? How far do they fire? Do I have any idea? Could you shoot one of those from where are we standing to hit the people at the top of the thing?
The arrow might go that far, but as far as accuracy at that distance, you don't know.
That's fine. Okay, I'll take that as well then.
Strap a stick of dynamite to an arrow and fire it up there.
Or a flaming arrow, maybe. Yeah.
He'll sell it to you. Yeah. It's got $5 on it. He'll sell it for you for $2.
Really? I will take that then.
Yeah. Genuine Indian curiosity.
I just remember a discussion that I heard yesterday from the movie Timeline. Mm-hmm. They've got this fight going on in the past in the dark, and they're using flaming arrows to shoot other people, and they're bring out the night arrows, which are simply arrows they don't light on fire. We're going to fire some night arrows.
Stealth arrows. These aren't on fire. Yes. Sure. Yeah. You got basically a horse bow and 20 stone tipped arrows.
All right. Yep. All right, sorry. Now we can head off.
I'm going to assume general stuff like, you know, feet of rope and stuff like that.
And Zane and I would have sorted out people into sort of basically understanding what the general commands are. We say do this, you better bloody well do it, we'll smack you one.
I'm actually better at that than most people.
No, Zane would have pretty much been laying down that sort of law so far.
The mayor can tell you what the rules are, and Zane can make sure you follow them.
But I will ensure that everyone understands the brief. I will give them a tactical description as we have left town, and then give them, you know, what we are looking at. Apparently, these weird degenerate aliens. Indians sleep.
Just so you know, by now, everyone will have heard the rumor of 10-foot beavers, so, yeah.
No, there was only the one guy!
Exactly! Everyone will have heard the rumor of 10-foot beavers by now.
Jasper's pretty close-lipped. He'd probably keep that to himself.
Yeah.
More beavers for him to kill.
Yeah, God. Do not kill the beavers, people. What is wrong with you?
There's beavers there? Yeah, big beavers. Oh, we're gonna catch some beavers. Yeah. Woo, beaver time!
Yeah, I will also explain to them. It's not,
You're going to have to tell them so they know what they're walking into.
Actually, some of the questions that you're going to get asked as you're explaining all this is like, what kind of, are they contagious? He says they're diseased Indians. Are we going to get them something?
No, they ain't contagious. It's the food that they ate was, diseased.
Well, wouldn't that just end up killing them?
No, everybody had diseases that don't kill you.
Well, yeah, what kind of harm is the diseased Indian going to do our town?
They've been killing all the Indians, and now they're going to come after the white folk.
How does that matter? Is Indians killing Indians? They do that all the time. Why would they come after us?
They've already killed all the Indians in the area. Now they're going to come after the white folk.
Why would they come after us? A bunch of diseased Indians?
Why? Because that's their...
Say it!
Because we're here! That's why.
Why? Why? Because they won't... I don't know why they kill the other Indians. They're just crazy. Who knows the mind of a diseased Indian? Not me.
What kind of armaments?
They just...
This is Sneed, Sid, talking. They got rifles and guns?
No, they got knives.
Oh, all right.
But they are fast, so... and there are a lot more of them than there are of us.
Yeah, Indians sure are fast with running away from our rifle bullets. Isn't that right, boys?
Says that. Who says something dumb like that?
That's McMurtry.
Ms. McMurtry, we're going to be on a cliffside. We're going to be going up the cliffside. If things go poorly, we aren't going to have a method of mistake. I suggest you take things a little bit more seriously.
He gives you a kind of a false salute, you know, very non-military. So, whatever you say, Mayor. Big smug smile on his face.
I consider beating the
If Zane was here, he just may just make him one. I'm tempted to do it anyway.
So we are going to have to form tight, you know, a tight discipline left rank. Jasper here is going to be pulling trail. And then, our friend Young here will be pulling lead. We're gonna try to smoke out, the beavers. Do not shoot the beavers. Someone shoots the beavers, I'm gonna be pissed off and I might shoot you.
What if they're coming right at us?
Then you can shoot the beavers.
Yeah. No one looks like they're going to be taking that one seriously.
Damn it. They're harmless animals. Well, no. That's
not. No,
they're not. They didn't bring a beaver.
I know, but still.
Mr. Sneed says, I'd still like to know why they're killing the other Indians for. Maybe it's just some tribal dispute. I still don't see why they'd come after us.
They're what? Cannibals. Did you not get that?
Cannibals?
Damn it. I was really trying to avoid that part.
Yeah, now there's some murmuring around the crowd now. Cannibals!
Yes, they are, in fact, cannibals. And it's part of their religious ceremonies. Y'all heard about the Aztecs and the way they cut out the heart of a man, right?
Jasper takes a big drag on a cigarette, kind of looks at everybody, just calmly says, I hear we taste like pork.
That's disturbing. But yeah, if y'all heard about the Aztecs way down in Mexico and the way they deal with, they eat the heart out of
it. Wait, these are Mexican cannibal Indians?
You know Mexico's right, like 30 miles that away, right?
I never heard of no Mexican cannibal Indians, so.
You ain't been taught about the Aztecs in school?
What? School? School?
Right. Yeah, school. All right, boy. Let me give you some school. There were a bunch of Indians that lived in Mexico. Yeah. They,
Santiago is making the sign of the cross. And yeah.
I will.
For this, really?
We have 4 hours. I will explain.
Who's on point?
Young.
Give me an alert. I want to get away from this discussion now. I just
can't blame you.
Alertness roll there, Young.
Something. Wow. We did not stand the right guy on point.
A white chip. Why not? I got nothing else going on right now.
All right.
In that case, yeah.
Is that better?
Young, you do notice that sandstorm that you saw the last time is a little closer to you. It's still off to your left of you as you're traveling. Still a distance away, though, closer this time. You can clearly see that it's swirling sand, though. Not like sand that's stirred up from, like, horse or cattle moving. It's swirling.
Well, I'll point it out to the others, obviously. Mm-hmm. And
you see, Cortez then... Wait, what about this...
Sandstorm coming. Perhaps we should pick up the pace.
Sandstorm.
Well, no, it's just a dust devil, right?
Sign.
It is a poor omen, I guess, if it catches up with us.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a dust devil. They generally don't travel over the large distances like that.
Well, it's...
But then again,
I go on. So. I ignore. Stop trying to talk.
All right. About the time that Young has pointed out the swirling dust off to your left there, and once again, it is a distance from you. Everybody, your horses seem a bit panicked, and you feel the ground tremble beneath you, almost like a small earthquake. And people living in California are quite used to earthquakes.
Interesting. Is this normal when people head out this way?
Who are you asking?
Jasper.
Jasper seems to be, he's gotten off his horse, actually. He's laid down with his head to the ground. He seems to be listening to the ground. And you can actually see his hat kind of rumbling on his head. The ground's obviously moving. And he jumps back up and hops onto his horse, and he's slapping horse flesh, and he says, get a move on!
Get a move on! I will be running.
I follow him. He's local.
I will also be following, ensuring that Yogg is not following behind.
Yes. Everybody give me riding rolls.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Oh, that looks well.
Here we go.
I thought you had riding, Shira.
I do. I dragged it.
I will go ahead and spin the blue chick to get a plus, additional plus 6 on this. Or, wait, how did Yogg do? Not good?
All right. Wow.
Holy hell.
Wow. Is that a 25 or 0?
On a D4.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Wrong here.
Oh, wow. That's just this amazing. That's one fine horsewoman there.
Yeah. So, did anyone fail to make
a roll? I'm going to spend a red chip as a D6.
Okay.
So.
All right. I got a raise.
Okay, so only Young is having a problem D6. With this.
I made a 4 in the end.
Okay, well, 4 is good enough.
Well, no, you got 25. A 25 was an excellent roll. It kept exploding until you got the roll. It's done it correctly.
Oh.
Yeah, no. That's your roll. It's the possible to get 25. Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. I've just never seen it before on a D4. That's...
Well, the D4 is the one that's most likely to do it on.
Yeah, but yeah, the chances...
Even so, diminishing odds, that's 6 explosions.
Yep. Yeah, that's like 1 in
I noticed one of your guys got a 1 there.
Yeah, but he was a wild card. I threw a D6 and he came out fine on that one, so...
Ah, phew. But we don't have any wild cards. They're all non-wild cards.
Well, I just gave the GM a chip for using the red one, so he can use it to spend to reroll the one.
Yes, of course, on our side.
Yep. Sorry, I'm trying to pick out a picture from artwork in the library. Unfortunately, they don't label them. They just say picture number 1, picture number 2. if I don't find it here in the next click, I'll just... Okay, so everybody did pass. And Jasper kind of leads the charge away from the area, and he is just slapping each side of his horse to try and get maximum speed out of it, and his actions have spurred everyone else on to do the same. And the ground that you just were in just moments ago, and you're making a good headway from around
the worms.
It bursts open, and this rising out of the ground is this immense column of fleshy something that bursts into the air. Flails about and, seems to have, writhing, tentacles lower on its body. And, you see that you can't really see its mouth opening as it's now towering, 20 feet or so above the ground. Your horses are terrified, lending, some speed to this.
Yeah.
Are we need to be making guts checks here?
Yeah, guts checks all around.
Want to send a quick note to Bert.
Are there any minuses to this check?
Yes. We're out in the desert, fear level's a little higher, so it's -2 to your rolls, but remember to add your grit.
-1.
I suspect that this is probably one of the things which I encountered before. Which burst out of the mine that I was in. It could be, because I was never actually sure down there in the dark what it was that was going on. So.
I will have a D6 on this so I don't fail.
So we're at a -1 on top?
I succeed.
Cut.
Yeah, -1 on
the cut. It's -2 for the fear level and +1 for your grit.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. A raise.
In there. Yeah. I failed, which is fine.
I succeed, barely. But, one I also spend a red chip.
Wow, 2 foul, actually, because that's order.
Well, no, I think that one was a wild die.
Yeah, I just rolled the die. It's just easier for me to do it this way.
Wow, you just put a lot of threes there. Yeah.
So, yep, 3 of these guys are going to end up being affected as well. Let's see. The guy who's absolutely fine is Jasper.
Shocker.
Yeah. Everyone else is. Okay, so who failed?
I did.
Young. Okay, shaken. But you can still ride at being shaken. Not a problem. Yes, and if this works into your nightmare there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to raise, though, so I think that's pretty good against my
life. You're fine. Who else? Is he the only one?
Yeah, he's the only
one. Yeah, I was the only PC who failed.
I spent the red chip not to fail because this is bad.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Oh no.
The PCs arrive as the only survivors at the canyon.
All right, let's see what happens. The first guy,
I think
McMurtry, is just in a fight and rage. Right. He still doesn't have to fight though, so he can still run. It's just if he did fight, it doesn't force him to fight. Let's see. Oh. Panicked. Full phase that he's running away already. One of these guys is going to have a poor phobia about worms. And And the other one runs too. Actually, yeah, I'm going to have the guy that the fight response there. So, actually that ends up being, McMurtry there. And he pulls the reins on his horse and he turns around and heads right to the thing. He's pulled out both his guns. He's holding the reins of his horse in his teeth and he's just going right at it, firing off several shots at the thing.
Right.
Hey, Murdoch, can I have your staff if you die?
Yeah, I will.
No, I don't say that. This is a thing.
Yeah. Damn.
Sorry. Let me see what he does.
I will. What happened to y'all?
I'm shaken. I'm just gripping my horse and riding.
Okay,
away.
I will ride after. As soon as I was riding last, and if it looks like good old McMurtry is wheeling about, I'm going to cast stud on him.
Oh, you're gonna stun him?
He's right. Going to kill himself.
Right. Well, he's still gonna get his shot off because that your actions were to run, his action was to turn and shoot. So he's still gonna get his shots off.
Shit. What? There are some better spells than stun against this guy.
All right. Well, I will let you go ahead and do something there before the worm will go, or we go into initiative rounds or anything. So, what do you want to do? You've got basically one free action here before Harvey here is going to enter into initiative order.
Yeah. No, words first. I will say, Harvey, there's no way we can win. Run.
I'm going to do is I'm going to use that +2 as a -2 to your ability to persuade him since he's kind of in a fury here. But give me a persuasion roll.
All right.
Let's do it. Knock a few charisma bonus.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, little 11, little wussy.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yellow bear.
I will send a white chip on this. As my voice breaks, this. All right, let's try that one again. Yep.
Oh well, yeah, that'll do it. Yep. All right, so you avert catastrophe, but this guy obviously has the this guy actually has the stones to be a sheriff.
No.
Maybe not the sense, but he's got the stones.
Yeah.
So yeah, Harvey sees your wisdom and he reins his horse in a tight circle, let's see here. Let me give him a riding roll.
I also probably need to make one as well.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, he's able to get his horse, galloping in the opposite direction and, before the worm's able to make any room on him. Yeah, give me a riding roll there yourself, since you were in full gallop when you had to turn around. And
yep. Alright. Woot!
No problem. Yep. Alright, well there you go. Successfully tested the mettle of one of your sheriffs.
And caused some poor guy to permanently hate worms.
Yeah. Someone is scarred for life.
That'll happen.
Young's probably near catatonic, thinking the thing in the cave is after him again.
Yep. Keep on running. I might get off my horse and try running fast.
Boom, damn it, boom! Alright. Spurred on by this action behind you, you actually make better time and you'll arrive back at the...
How about our donkeys?
The donkeys, yeah, they ran for it too. I mean, they're fine.
Okay, good.
I rolled for the horses early on and they...
But they're faster. They're fast enough to avoid the worm.
They're fast enough to avoid the worm. Yes.
That's all. Yeah. Right.
So, let's stop there then. Unless you wanted to set up anything, we'll stop there at the cliffs.
I want to see if we can set up the reflective mirror so that we can at least have the sun pointed at the direction of the cave entrance.
All right, so you want to set them up near where the... Now, remember now, the city is kind of in shade. As I said before, the sun is coming up from the back end of the city, so you won't actually have light directly on the city until near sundown, actually, when the sun will be over the front.
Could we have we have several of them, so could we have one out in the sun and reflect the light to the...
You're going to bounce it?
Yeah,
basically. You can do that.
not good enough.
Well, but. In order to bounce it, you're going to have to put it up on the on top the of the top, cliff.
On the mesa, bounce it down onto someone holding a mirror near the city. That's how you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, or we could bounce it from beyond the mesa or beyond the shadow.
Right, but it's going to keep changing, so we're going to lose the light.
I mean, we need to have someone. Damn. Oh, well. All right, then.
Well, the best way to do it is as I said, having someone on top of the mesa, you're going to have the most amount of sunlight for the longest time of the day that you can bounce down.
Yeah, but then someone's going to be stuck on top of the mesa.
And someone's going to be stuck on top of the
mesa. Yeah, then screw that noise. All right, then.
See, logically, the obvious choice would be Yong, because he doesn't want to be anywhere near the cavern.
Yes, logically, the choice would be Yong. However,
he's the PC, damn it, so get over there.
Exactly. Zane doesn't particularly like dark enclosed spaces either.
Well, you two sissies are just gonna have to sack up and get this done.
And Sarah will be staying in the rear with the gear in case when these fools get wounded and injured, I'll be someplace nice and bright.
Do you want to stay outside with the horses again? I mean,
you're gonna have to have a couple of people stay outside to keep. I mean, you're gonna have a lot of horses. It's gonna be more than
hobble the horses. And then
it's a more obvious thing to do at the moment is have most people outside. If people go and draw the beavers out, they get shot. Then we go in and deal with the guillotines.
I'm worried that the noise from the shooting is going to raise the things.
Yeah, they're going to come out here into the sun. Bring it.
You're still going to need a few people outside at least, just to catch anything that goes outside. I mean, what happens if everything runs out and then comes straight at the horses?
Then we
or straight
have
to
some,
the town.
We have some dead horses, and we shrug it off, and we
and
don't.
The town gets destroyed. Okay.
Well, the town's not going. It's 30 guys. The town's not going to get destroyed. Yep.
If you lose your horses, though, you're going to die because you don't have enough water to make it back anywhere.
Yeah, I can create enough water. I can survive. but yeah, we're gonna. I do not. The only trustworthy person here is. Jasper and Terry. And I do not want to have our two heavy hitters sitting outside watching the horses. We'll leave the horses out in the sunlight and hope that nothing gets them.
How many guys do we have that are shaken right now?
No. Oh, that'll wear off after.
Yeah. None of them are shaken.
Except for the poor guy with the minor phobia now.
Yeah, whoever that guy is.
Oh, no. Oh, poor Santiago.
Oh, the guy who's going to try to murder me. So sad.
Oh, I just realized that Harvey had bloodthirsty. So, yeah, of course he went to fight the worm.
Stupid Harvey. You put my life in danger. All right. Okay, let's develop the plan here real quick, because I do not want to have a bunch of beavers come out, I shoot the beavers, and then the ghouls wake up, and we're not able to get to them. That strikes me.
I don't know what else is going to go on here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think we just...
What, go in, shoot the beavers that way?
No, we go in, cast the windstorm, cause as many of them to fall down as we can, and then we just start...
They can climb. They are hardier than most folks. I do not know what's causing them to go down.
Fall down 10, you know, it's obviously 12, 14 feet. They fall down 12, 14 feet, they're going to be hurt. I don't care who you are.
You hope.
I understand that most they were stronger and hardier than most men, and that traditional weapons, stone weapons, did not hurt them.
Yeah, stone weapons didn't hurt them, but they might be hurt from a fall. Who knows?
They might be. On the other hand, we do know that they burn.
Fire hurts.
Flaming arrows?
Pretty much, yeah.
The day arrows.
I do not know how to shoot an arrow. I do not, and there's...
I am confident that Luke knows how to do that sort of thing. I've seen him shoot many different types of weapons.
Bows and arrows? You shot bows and arrows before, Luke?
I'm sure it'll be fine. I can do it.
I know. I'm putting this up to, I'm sure it's going to be fine. As soon as we get up there, we need to be enacting the plan.
The joys of being overconfident.
That's not.
I hand him my bow and arrow and let him shoot at a target. Yeah. I mean,
Luke, shoot this bow and arrow. Let's see if you shoot it against 5 different targets. Let's see how well you do.
You want to put an apple on your head?
No. How many times have you ever shot a bow and arrow, Luke?
I'm sure I must have done sometime.
Then no, that's an horrible. And we are not going with that plan.
Oh, Sarah starts writing out her last will and testament.
Yeah.
Game system wise, since there's no real difference in shooting, shooting is shooting, if it's a gun or bow. What I do is the first few times you used a bow, I would assess a penalty until you became familiar with it, and then it's just your shooting.
Wow, you are a generous person.
Yes, I am. There's no separate skill for shooting a bow, so.
Yeah, it does fall under shooting.
The system is supposed to be nice. It's supposed to be nice and flexible. It's not supposed to be rigorous to, oh, you've never done this before. You need to have a special school trained up.
Yeah, but still, I mean.
That sounds fair.
Shooting a bow and arrow is still, whatever.
If anything, I'd say it's to have a minimum strength score in order to use particular bows, but other than that.
Well, I think it is strength-based for damage. So.
Yes, it is.
In that case, you don't want me firing.
Well, I don't. If it's a fire arrow, then it doesn't matter.
Ooh, what I could do...
You're going to be soaked with oil anyway.
Yeah, what I could do is jump up there, have you cast Wind Walking on me. I jump up there and use Pummel. Pummel is a great skill.
Yong, are you going to come into the cave with us?
Well, that's a fair point.
Possibly.
Well, we need you to come.
And what you're going to run into the problem with, just in game terms, is Young's spell only lasts so long. It's 60 yards to the ceiling, so it's still your movement.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're probably going to run out of spell before you.
60 yards. Yeah, I'm definitely.
As I said, it was very tall ceilings.
That's a very long range.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Windstorm and get them to fall because.
You can't. 60 yards.
Let me see if I can. Yeah, that's a fair point. I don't know if I can.
I'm saying guns are on the. Well, rifles that would range. Be. Yeah. Yeah, rifles would be.
No, Windstorm is sight.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. A lot of the spells are sight. You can see it, which means you still got to get a light source up there to see it.
Yeah, and. Throw a rock up there, shoom, and that's all I need.
60 yards.
Or just have a lantern up there.
How do you get a lantern up there?
No, we just use a bullseye lantern, if we didn't specify. So. We create a bullseye lantern. That shouldn't be too difficult.
You could use a fire arrow for that, since you're not actually trying to aim it at anything just to get...
You want it to light. Get it up there enough to stick somewhere.
Yeah.
Other than that.
No, you just fire your fire arrow into one of them. They burst on fire. And
then I cast Windstorm and put them out. But
cast the light on a tomato.
Yeah, cast Windstorm up. Honestly, I think Zane and I, we get in there, we use the bullseye lantern, we cast Windstorm on 2 different locations, and then... A lot of them should fall, and that's 60 feet. And if they're not dead, we're just going to shoot them when they hit the ground. And then we... If
anyone seeing them fall down a little bit, then start flying.
Yes, you are. If they do happen to fall, why did you say such a horrible thing? If they fall down and things start to go poorly, we pull back out into the Adobe buildings, and we just... Try to gun them down as they come out the entrance.
Just make them come out then and gun them from afar.
Because there's no guarantee that they're going to fall. And all they have to do is flee into the cavern. I don't know what the instincts of these things are going to be. If the instinct is to come and kill us, then yes, it would be great. If the instincts are run away.
And we don't know how quickly the beavers are going to come after us either.
Yeah.
Now, how does that differ from your Windstorm plan then?
If you Windstorm, then
what if they run away?
If they run away, then we should have quite a few of them down on the ground, and we should be able to gun them down, even if they aren't killed by it. If,
why don't we station a few men outside in the adobe buildings just to cover our rear guard as in case we do have to retreat?
Because I'm afraid that if these things start coming from us at every angle, I want every gun I can to get down there.
Also, for your tacticals, you would have arrived here at about 10 o'clock.
All right. But no, having a couple guys watch our backs would not be a horrible thing. Man. Huzzahs.
Woo-hoo.
I need Zane down there. Honestly, I would prefer if Young comes down there because he can pull drag and the best.
Yes, get the two claustrophobic characters down there.
Well, we need Zane down there for the Windstorm. We need Young down there because he can actually fight these things hand to hand.
Okay, so Sarah and I and the rest of the party will stay out here while you guys go in and deal with that then. Excellent.
Well, why do we not make plans now and think about it over the coming few seconds, which will feel like a week or more, well, 2 weeks or more to us.
At least, yeah.
All right, well, we will end it there with the planning on where we put the claustrophobic people who are terrified of the dark. Let's check the calendar here. So the next day will be the 29th. That is safely out of the Christmas day. Hopefully we will have a Zane back with us then.
Does Zane get XP for today as well?
Yeah, everybody. I keep the same XP across.
All right.
It's just easier to deal with that way. All right. Well, session, a lot of plotting, a lot of planning, but good stuff were done. You got a posse of people that are your potential sheriffs. You're getting to find out how they work. I will award 3 experience.
Ooh.
Really?
Bing! We go up a level.
Yeah.
We were gonna, it would give us 2, we would have gone up a level. So. Right.
I was hoping that somebody would give the love interest card to Sarah and she'd play it on the doctor.
There's no reason they couldn't. I have enemy if you want to make him your enemy instead. We dropped Nick.
Apparently Nick wants to come back or something. I don't know why he wants to join this game. So this is the last increase we get while we're novice. Next time we'll be seasoned.
Yes.
Okay, in that case, I need to up my attribute for my novice level attribute up.
Yeah, how many XP did we get?
3.
So I can increase
two skills below your cap, 1 skill above your cap, then.
Or get a new skill.
Get a new skill, get an edge, or increase a stat.
Yeah, which you can only do if you haven't already increased a stat.
Yeah, if you.
So I haven't.
Only 1 to stat. Who did I play love interest on, or is it just going to be?
Well, I was just saying play it. You should play it on, I don't know, we've got lots of people around us.
Yeah, I will play love interest and let the GM decide
who. Well, you're trying to take out the school, Mom, so that seems obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to play it on yourself, I can arrange that.
Yeah, just, it does not have to happen now. It just could happen later, but if it happens, it happens.
I don't know what attribute do I want to raise. The lowest one?
Agility. Agility.
Agility
is a great one.
You might want to look at your skills and see how many skills are linked to a particular stat, because if you raise that, it becomes cheaper to raise those skills, since you can raise 2 at a time.
None of my stats, none of my the main skills that link to agility are at DH yet.
Okay,
vigor. Vigor is your toughness. Toughness is how easily things wound you.
Yeah, I think
I'll go for vigor. So I already raised that. I have to stick with skills or edges, right?
Yep.
Yes, if you've already done it. You will be able to raise them again once we hit 20 again. It's every 20. Okay.
And you definitely don't want to bypass it, because the only way you can raise an attribute is by doing it once per rank. So you don't want to skip.
I don't know. It depends. Sometimes there are better edges which get you
fair enough. You need.
But you can always take an edge, though.
Mm. Edges are useful.
Are you going to leave?
Edges are insane.
Yeah, I'll leave this open for a bit.
Okay, because...
Yeah,
I have to do something between 11:15 and 11:30.
What does raising, what does this
like, how does one raise the fear level, and how does one lower? How does this work?
Lowering a fear level is done.
A good way to raise it.
Yeah, lowering a fear level is done when you remove a creature in the area, a major creature, basically one of the what are they called? Like you guys, I forget the word.
When you defeat a wild card,
yes, a wild card carded villain in the area that is causing fear, it will lower it. That also gets you a legendship in the pool. By relating your heroic deeds of doing so, you actually have to relate the fact that you have stopped this evil for it to drop. Things that increase fear. You almost did that. talking about things that people shouldn't know about can raise the fear level.
Okay.
So yeah, you always want to be careful when you talk about things. That's why the Rangers are in the you know, kind of like the Men in Black guys that, you know, tell you don't talk about it, because when you talk about it, it raises the fear level.
Can I just? Do you mean, for instance, is saying, hey, there are cannibals here, is that acceptable, as opposed to saying, hey, there are Wendigo here?
Because cannibals are acceptable because, exactly. Like, cannibals are acceptable because people know that there are cannibals, okay? There are such a things. But if you start talking about supernatural creatures out there, that's different.
Well, if we take, will the ghouls have sufficed? Or...
taking out a nest of them probably be worthy of taking down a fear level.
If it's not, we can come out and take down the rat.
Take down the what?
The big worm. Snake.
Oh, yeah, we can take down the worm. I mean, it shouldn't be terribly difficult, right?
Nope, it only took out a whole mine worth of people, and that was probably a young one when in my backstory.
Yep.
A whole mine worth of people.
Yeah, but there's a difference between cutscenes... a gameplay.
I have a question about that. Do the rattlers cause terror then? Or do they cause?
Generally no, unless the GM is making it a focus of an area. Like if they're causing a lot of problems in the area, then yes, but if they're just kind of the background weirdness of the Old West, then no.
Right. So that's what I was wondering about the table that you rolled on, because I don't think you're meant to roll on it every time you fail a check.
Oh, for the fear?
I think you are.
I think, in fact, you are every time you fail a fear roll.
You're only meant to do that for horrible, horrible things.
Well, don't think a 50-foot-tall worm is a horrible thing?
I don't think... No, I think it causes fear and horrible thing, but I don't think it's over-the-top nasty. Mm. I think that's reserved for huge evil things.
Yeah.
Well, if you roll a guts check, and you roll a one, you roll on the fear table, no matter what your wild die says.
Mm-hmm.
So everything has a chance of causing some sort of horrible reaction, but not because you are fearful of this particular thing does not mean that it will scare everybody with a fear roll.
What it says is that, fear and nausea. If the scene was grotesque or horrifying, such as a grisly discovery or learning a secret man was not meant to know, the character is shaken and must make a vigor roll or suffer severe nausea / mental shock that causes a level of fatigue for the remainder of the encounter. A natural one on the severe die, regardless of the wild die, causes the victim to roll on the fright table as well. Then it has terror. A terrifying trigger, such as monstrous creature or unknowable evil, is much more intense and can rattle even the most stouted-hearted hero.
Oh, I definitely think that a 50-foot
Wild cards must roll on the fright table should they fail their fear check. So, yeah. And roll a d20 and add the monster's fear penalty, if any, on the roll.
Yes, that I didn't do because it does have a fear. It does have a fear rating.
Yeah.
And there's the fright table.
They never did an attack though on us that I'm aware of.
We just I think someone should have had a heart attack. Oh, no, they should have had a major phobia. Wow. Rough.
See, I was waiting for the worm to attack someone, then I would have just gone to get rid of this card. Boom. Come on, worm, do your worst.
Critical failure.
Well, had everyone not made the writing rolls, he wouldn't have gotten away in time, and it would have initiated.
Yep.
I wonder how many hit points a giant worm has.
A lot.
Its toughness is probably really high. All I need to do is touch it and lower its toughness.
I'm sure we just need to get it shaken, and then one more shaken attack will take it out. It's just a minor character, nothing fair to it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, just what, a you're, I don't know what you're worried about. I would have cast wall walking and run up the back of it, being sure-footed, and then stabbed it in its wormy... Well, I suppose it doesn't have an eye. Oh, there's a flaw in my plan. Never mind.
Well, let's see. A rattler. Some of the nasty things about it. Its strength die is a d12 plus 6. Its vigor die is a d12 plus 2. It has a toughness of 26. That's... Yeah. It has an armor rating of 2. Its bite does 2d12 plus 6. It's got a d8 smarts. It's not dumb.
Smarter than me.
Yeah. It burrows. It causes fear at 2. It's gargantuan. Seismic sensors. Size plus 15. Tentacles.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You can count coup on this. So, yeah, actually killing one of these would reduce a fear level.
What's count coup?
Oh, coup is... it's something that if you come back from the dead as a Harrowed, you can steal powers from other things that are supernatural. It's called counting coup.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Would you let us come back as Harrowed?
Well, yeah. That's a card draw, is what happens. It's depending on how much grit you have, is how many draws of the card deck you get. If you draw a Joker, you come back Harrowed.
There is also an adventure card, which means you can come back Harrowed.
Yep, and then there's edges that actually increase your chances of coming back Harrowed.
Yeah, there's one that guarantees, the GM gets control of you for a time.
Well, the Manitou gets control of you, doesn't
it? Which is the GM.
Which is...
Yes, as a law-abiding blessed, I think I should have that edge, because nothing more God loves than horrible undead abominations.
I suppose you did choose it if you take the edge. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I wonder how those two would work together.
Which two?
Wouldn't have killed that.
The fact that my character was blessed and then he becomes a Harrowed. That would be interesting.
A blessed Harrowed.
You stop being blessed. You cannot be blessed and Harrowed.
Oh!
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. Not unless there's an edge that gives it to you. It specifically says you can't.
It specifically says that it doesn't matter. It specifically says that God knows that you didn't cause
the... Where do you get that?
Shit.
Because my book says you can't. My physical book says you cannot.
From the book? I'll find it, but yeah. Mm-hmm. What I read said specifically that, specifically said that, hey, yeah, you can be blessed because God knows that you didn't choose this. You're not the one doing this. You're just a puppet for this.
Right, my book says you can't. This is the original reloaded book, so that must have changed in the new edition. In the library.
Yeah, I wonder if it's in there. Well, no, it'll be in the GM section, I guess. Yeah.
That's one of the nice things they put on the newer books, is you can do keyword search in the books now. Harrowed, here we go.
I can't do Harrowed.
Alright, here we go. Harrowed abilities. Yep, here it is. It says... the exception to this are powers from the arcane background miracles and arcane background shamanism edges. The powers of light don't much like granting miracles to demons, so Manitous aren't able to access these abilities.
Yes, Manitous aren't able to access those abilities, not the players themselves.
Oh yeah, see, this next line is not in the original book. The hero can still use these abilities while he's in charge, though. That is not in the old book.
Yeah. Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, the edge is damned, which means you come back as Harrowed, definitely. But you need to be both legendary and have reputation before you can even take it.
What is that? That's another...
Yeah, so if your Manitou goes on a rampage and it doesn't count as sinning...
Yeah, see? I can both have a hooker and still be blessed. Huzzah!
Blood ain't flowing.
I can still have a hooker and be blessed.
Sorry you didn't hear me the first time around.
That is really interesting. It's verbatim the same sentence or same paragraph, except for that second part isn't in the original book. It's not there. It goes right into the just as managers can use a hero's ability and skips the whole the hero can still use these abilities.
I guess they clarified it. There's a lot of things left up in there.
Yeah, this is my book is the first reloaded edition where the player's GM's guide was one book.
Interesting.
All right. Well, we are playing with the edition of the rules that is on Fantasy Grounds, so there we are. Huzzah. It was probably errated for my edition anyway. Just don't have the erratas printed out.
Yeah, I need to add a whole host of new powers to myself, given I really wish we had check tech. Detect, conceal, arcane. That would be awesome. Why have you not done this for me, God? Ugh. So disappointing.
What are you wanting now?
Detect, conceal, arcana. I cannot.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's not on the approved list for holy men.
Holy men do not get that particular spell. Although I do get, to be fair, I get access to everything. Besides a few ones like that, I can't physically hurt anyone with the powers of God.
Enough D20s rolled there, Luke.
I was having fun.
All right. Well, I will leave this open for people to amend their characters.
Okay.
I'll close it down around midnight or so. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh no, I was just going to ask the others real quick. The plan is my plan.
What plan?
The plan is to run down there. Cast winds, do the whole bullet lights, cast windstorm a couple times. If things get too hairy, we retreat back up. We use Jasper and Terry McGillicuddy as our two guys who are watching our six. No, use Jasper and Jebediah to watch our six. God. Right.
Bring it up on the boards. Work it out on the boards. No one's paying attention to anything you say anyway, so.
I'm trying to do this, damn it.
Right. Nobody's really.
I don't even know who these people are you're talking about, so.
Two of them are murderous. And Santiago might have been trying to kill me. Maybe not.
It's just like the NPCs.
No, the PCs are too incompetent to try to kill me. Alright, well then.
Is that what you were going to say, Mariah?
Yeah, we're going to go into this with no plan. Huzzahs!
Well, no. As usual. We're going to leave this with no plan.
Yeah.
Alright. Yep. You got a couple weeks to think about it. You might come up with something astoundingly brilliant.
No.
Full frontal assault. 11. See, what you should do.
And hopefully Pete will have listened to this and come up with something astoundingly brilliant.
I don't know if Pete even bothers to listen to this sort of thing. Would he bother? I don't know if he'd bother to listen to it or just wait for a PC briefing.
We will find out.
Bert, do we have to do our adjust our character sheets today?
You can think about it.
Okay. Yeah, I want to think about it. Yeah.
I'll have it back up half hour before game time normally until you can adjust it then.
Okay, awesome.
They don't have the full list of powers. How disappointing.
What, in the Deadlands? No, they don't have it in the Deadlands one. It's in the Deluxe Edition.
Yep. Yeah, well, I was just trying to add some powers to the character, and they're not there.
They're not in the Deadlands one. No, they're in the Deluxe one.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not seeing them? What are you not seeing? They should all be there.
The
powers list.
Powers list, pummel, there it is, okay. Let me see if I can drag. No, I can't, that's wrong.
It's sorted by...
No, there are two different powers.
Pummel is seasoned? Yeah, I see it. It's under the seasoned.
Yep, no, I see it. It was on the other one. I was looking at the wrong one.
And just make sure the power is listed under what you can have for...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lesson. I haven't used anything. Damn. Real quick. Mm-hmm. Could I cast Sucker on Davis, Luke?
Hello, what?
Sucker removes a fatigue point.
He's not fatigued anymore.
Is he not?
No, he made his roll. He spent chips to make his roll. Oh, he slept like a baby after the night in the hooker's embrace. Yes.
Yep.
I guess anyways, and I lose my faith.
Until the itching starts in about a week or so. And
well, never mind. That didn't happen.
No. Somebody quit out of the program anyway.
All right.
No problem.
There we go.
All right, guys. I guess I will wish you a good night. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Have a good Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Everybody. Oh, yes.
Christmas.
Yes, holidays. Are you running anything tomorrow, Sharon?
Yes, I am running Faculty Club Investigates tomorrow.
Ah, what time do you do that?
Okay, that's 4:00 Eastern Standard Time.
I will try and make that. I don't have anything better to do tomorrow.
Okay, all I need from you is, I'll be on, I should be on by about 3, and it's basically any 25-point fate character that could be plausibly found, hobnobbing with the faculty
right.
of the university.
Gym coach.
Get in there. Get in there.
Sociopath.
A gym coach would be a wise, wise choice.
Right. Okay, guys, have a good one.
Okay.
All
right.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Role Playing Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least 2 episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.